Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, do you know how to motivate yourself? Do you sit there on the couch thinking I really should get up and exercise, but I just don't have the motivation right now? My guest is Neil Pyer. He is the Inspire Training Systems president and owner. He's also a nationally noted expert on fitness and personal training. Welcome to the show, Neil. Let's talk about self-motivation. What do you think are some of the things that keep people from being motivated?
Well, the most important one, as far as I'm concerned, is actually having a set goal or a set list of goals. And, the old adage, if you don't know where you're going, how do you know when you get there? Why are you exercising? And one of the challenges we have as fitness professionals, we understand and we preach that it's a lifestyle. It's a lifelong thing. It's not something you're going to do today for benefits today. It's something that you do and do on a regular basis for hopefully the rest of your life. And unfortunately, that doesn't spur on. It doesn't create urgency in a lot of people. It doesn't get people started. The most important thing is to know what it is that you want to accomplish. So a set of what we call SMART goals, which are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely, they have a time element, is important for you to set so that you know why it is that you're going to start doing this. And going forward from there.
I think that's really, really very important. What you just said, Neil, is that the SMART goals you set, and not everybody is, getting motivated to get up, but the time factor. So that it doesn't seem there's an urgency if it's like, okay, it'll help you live longer. Well, I'm 35 years old. I'm not really that worried about that if someone says that. Then the time factor is a huge factor. So it's got to be something that you set your goals and say, I have to do this now because it means something now. Now give us the ways to get that motivation. What'll get somebody up off the couch?
Well, the people have different intrinsic reasons why they're compelled to do whatever the behaviors are. The important thing, once you know what you want to accomplish, is to look at your current lifestyle, look at your current schedule, look at the current demands of your time and effort, and figure out where it's most conducive, which is something that a lot of people, they said, I'm going to start working out every day, 2 hours, and I'm going to do this, that, and other thing, and start their program, and they fall off the wagon immediately because it's unrealistic. It's not timely for them. It's not conducive to their lifestyle. If you know that, and I'll give you a perfect example. If you know that you are busy from the time you wake the kids up in the morning at 8 o'clock to get them off to school, and then you got to go to the office, you got to work all day, and then you got to prep dinner at night and come home, whatever it is, but you know that during the day it's really tough for you to fit in a specific exercise program, not your 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, but actually something you can sink your teeth into and actually set up and follow. Then you have to figure out, okay, I'm going to get up an hour earlier in the morning, and that's going to be my time. It's time for me. And create a whole philosophy around that one goal of getting up earlier, doing whatever it is that you're going to do to achieve whatever the goals are, and complete it so that you don't have to worry about your time and your effort and your family and everything else the rest of your day.
I love that you say the time for you, because that's how I think of my exercise, and I say this is my time and it's nobody else's. Give us another really good motivational technique.
One of my favorites is actually having a partner or someone that you are accountable to other than yourself. So self is good, and doing things for myself is really my intrinsic objective, to stay healthy and stay active and not hurt every time I do something. But to have someone that you're accountable for, whether it's a workout partner, a training buddy, a family member that you can serve as a role model to, just showing them the importance to you personally of being physically active and doing those things that on a regular basis are going to keep you motivated. I want to be active. For me, I want to show my kids, for example, that, you know, being active is important and it should be a daily thing, and just do it as the way you brush your teeth every day, you know, on a regular basis.
I love that one, and I love the accountability factor of a fitness buddy, because that does, it's why Weight Watchers and things like that tend to be very successful, because you are being accountable to somebody other than yourself. It's easy to tell ourselves little excuses and believe them. Where does looks fit in, and, you know, aesthetics?
Well, from experience, I'll tell you, we're health professionals. But I can tell you that the biggest driving factor in the marketplace is really vanity. It's how we look. You know, when we don't look good, we don't feel good. when the pants are a little tighter than they should feel, we don't feel good about ourselves. So actually, vanity is a big driving force for exercise in the public and in the marketplace. And it's important for you to feel good about yourself. Be realistic. It is important for you to feel good about how you look, how you feel, and all those things.
What about rewards, Neil? Do you approve? Do you think we should reward ourselves? And is that a good motivator if we say, okay, if I really get this last 10 pounds off, or if I exercise and make it to my first triathlon, then I'm going to reward myself with something other than food?
I was just going to say, I was heading down that same path, and I said, you know, you got to be careful with what it is that your reward is. And, you know, if you really enjoy something and it's an indulgence, and by that I don't mean a, you know, 2,000 calorie ice cream sundae or banana split. I'm talking about an indulgence as far as, you know, maybe going out to a dance or doing, you know, going to a special event or actually going to the ballpark and actually having, one prank and one beer. You know, whatever it is that is an indulgence for you, depending on how big the goal and how tough that trip was to get to that goal, you can be creative and create these little indulgences and prizes that you award yourself for good behavior, if you will.
Neil, you're a great guest, a really smart guy, because you're exactly right. You hit it on the head when you say how tough it was to get there should depend on your goal, because you can really screw yourself up pretty good if you reward yourself in the wrong way. And
lose 3 pounds. You lose 3 pounds in a week, and then you're going to go out and get a pizza pie and a six-pack of beer. That ain't going to work.
A pizza pie, huh? Okay. So give us another one, another really great motivator, something that will get us up and running around and get us into a workout routine.
Well, one that we haven't talked about that I really want to make a point of mentioning is finding a way, and I'm a numbers guy, and I'm motivated by numbers always. When you have a goal, if you can quantify that goal, and it doesn't have to be pounds lost, it can be, you know, how fast can I walk a mile or run a mile? It could be a waist measurement. Could be something formal like a BMI or a waist hip ratio, something else. But something that's quantifiable, something that I can measure. It's easy to measure. It's easy to be real and not fudge it. And if I have a number like that and I can get on a workout program and stay on it, be consistent, and do these mini measurements. I do this all the time with my clients where I'll actually have a benchmark set. And every 3 to 6 months, I'll do big measurements on everything, and I'll revisit the benchmarks and reset them as I needed. Every week, I'll do little mini measurements, the way Weight Watchers does with weight. And I'll do these mini measurements on, you know, let's walk a mile. Let's see how fast you can do it this week. And the following week, we'll do BMI. The following week, we'll do how many push-ups can you do in a minute? I mean, you know, so you vary it, keep it interesting, which always keeps you motivated and not bored. And at the same time, you're getting little measures like, wow, I did 2 more push-ups than I did 6 weeks ago.
And
okay, it doesn't sound like much, but it all adds up in time.
It all adds up in time, quantifying it. And remember to have fun. You can reward yourself. These are all ways to stay motivated. If you miss them, listen to this podcast again. Listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.